This is DJ Frederick. Come with me on a musical voyage, a voyage of the musical Illuminati, a voyage through the dusty aisles of the radio thrift shop.
Affected by malady. Love me.
Well, this is DJ Frederick. You're listening to WSCS in 90.9 FM in New London. And it is indeed time to open the Thrift Shop. Radio Thrift Shop is a freeform blend of bottom shelf curios and playlist anarchy, from easy listening to folk, from jazz to rock, and a diversity of music from the turning of the 20th century to the present. I'm going to start today's program off with... Well, actually, I'm going to let you know what we just heard. We started today's program off with Ben Von Wildenhaus from a brand new cassette release, an excerpt from How He Performs, released on Psychic Mule Records. And after that, The Prisoner of Mars, Radio Dada. I'm going to do a segment now called Heavy Rotation on Radio Dada. I have a CD compilation that was sent to me by Billy and Idy of the Something for Nothing zine. It's a music zine and a culture zine that he publishes in Massillon, Ohio. He's been doing that for a lot of years, and he sent me a great and very cool mix CD. This is a set I called Heavy Rotation on Radio Dada.
I think one of the biggest problems in the way music is going nowadays and the way people look at it is that people are musically segregated or walking around with musical blinders, so that they only like one type of music, one style, one genre, and anything outside of that is not good for them. It's fostering a kind of attitude that tells people if you like the Blasters and X, then you can't like Culture Club and the Police. If you like Black Flag and the Minutemen, then you can't like Soft Cell. If you like 60s influence Paisley Underground music, you can't like roots and rockabilly music. And if you're going to like any kind of music and be serious about it, then it better not be heavy metal or mainstream hard rock.
All right. Michael Rennie was here the day the earth stood still, but he told us where we stand. And Flash Gordon was there in silver underwear. Claude Rains was the invisible man. Then something went wrong for Fay Wray and King Kong. They got caught in a celluloid jam. Then at a deadly pace, it came from outer space. And this is how the message ran. Science fiction, double feature, Dr. X will build a creature, see androids fighting. Brad and Janet and Francis stars in Forbidden Planet. Oh, 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 oh. At the late night double feature picture show. And I really got hot when I saw Janet Scott fight a triffid that spits poison and kills. Dana Andrews said brooms, gave him the rooms, and passing them used lots of skills. But when worlds collide, said George Pal to his bride, I'm going to give you some terrible thrills. Like a science fiction double feature, Dr. X will build a creature, see androids fighting. Brad and Janet and Francis Doris in Forbidden Planet.
Stand here. her blue. She met the October sky, looked pale. She says her life is nothing these days. Her father was crushed by a tractor. Her mother died of cancer. And her lover was swallowed by a whale. Way on the sea, sing to me. She cried every night to the lonely ocean. Way on the sea, sing to me. She cried. The days are long, the nights are long. Time goes slow when there's lots of work to do. Work aplenty, use your might. Work all day and cry all night. Way on the sea, sing to me. She cried every night to the lonely ocean. Way on the sea, sing to me. She cried.
Something a little bit different on the thrift shop. That was a set of music from a compilation CD sent to me by Billy Idy from Something for Nothing Zine out in Massillon, Ohio. We heard, starting off with Chris Murray, science fiction double feature. Then we heard a band called Inlantic with a tune called Cat Stevens. The Poison Girls with Promenade Immortelle. And that was Butterfly Joe with Whale in the Sea. Well, this is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop, a free-form journey through the past, present, and future. And speaking of future, I'll be back in 48 seconds.
Take 10 seconds to imagine the face of your best friend, your coworker, your classmate, your hero, the face of a veteran, a senior on a fixed income. Now, I want you to imagine them without a home. More than 2 million people in America rely on public housing to provide a home for their families, and there are at least 500,000 waiting for a safe place to live. I'm Jewel, and I'd like you to join me and rethink how public housing is supporting your community. Visit rethinkhousing.org.
You're tuned to non-commercial WSCS 90.9 FM in New London, the broadcast service of Colby Sawyer College. It is time to do the Drop the Needle segment here on the Radio Thrift Shop. And Drop the Needle has a few rules. It has to be a recording that I purchased in a thrift shop. And it must be something that I have never heard before. And I will play at least 1 minute of it, no matter how terrible or how amazing it is. Well, I've got a recording here from the Philharmonica Trio, released on Capitol Records. It is a box set of 3 45s. I don't have a whole lot of information about it. It says that they performed radio, motion pictures, theaters, and nightclubs, and this is their first release on Capitol Records. And I would say it's probably vintage mid to late 1950s. Not really sure. So without further ado, we're going to drop the needle on the Philharmonica Trio and a tune called The Carioca. Thank you. this is a little borderline, but I'm just such a sucker for harmonica music. There you have it.
Sometimes We'll be right back. they're gonna get you in the morning, in the noon, all
from New Zealand. That was Roy Ruutinen from a 1971 LP, which is due to be reissued at some point in the next year or two by the Strawberry Rain label. That was the Trip song, and I am really, really looking forward to that reissue. Before that, Brother Jack McDuff with Flat Backin', Elkin and Nelson with the cover version of Ain't No Sunshine. We started that whole set off with the Barry Moore combo and Midwinter Morn. Well, it's a midwinter afternoon here on the Thrift Shop, live and local, WSCS 90.9 FM in New London. I'll be back right after this.
You're listening to WSCS New London.
Welcome to Paper Radio, tuning into paper culture in the digital age. I'm drawn to unique and out-of-the-ordinary music scenes, and I was grateful to receive the first issue of surf music fanzine Maximum Tremolo with the tagline, "Making Surf a Threat Again." Surf music from the 1950s and 1960s with shredding guitar and muscular drums carved out the sound of a scene and an era. Maximum Tremolo focuses on modern surf bands that have moved the tradition forward, though homage is frequently paid to the godfather of the surf genre, Dick Dale. Maximum Tremolo has columns, interviews, reviews, and a friendly invitation to potential writers for future issues. The back pages include guitar riff scales for aspiring surf beat soloists. For more information, write to Maximum Tremolo, P.O. Box 467, Amherst, New York, 14226. I'm DJ Frederick. I'll see you at the mailbox. Well, thank you, DJ Frederick. I wonder who that dude is. Anyways. Okay, well, you never know what to expect on the Radio Thrift Shop. It's never the same program twice or even once, as far as I know. So this time around, I'm going to do a second Drop the Needle segment because I haven't done much of the Drop the Needle for a while. I picked this album up at a thrift shop just a couple of days ago in Manchester. It really looks like one of those total exploito hippie type recordings. It's called The Happening BDA. It was released on Ed Marr Records in Bermuda, okay? And it's got these kind of 70s era looking guys with long shaggy hair wearing shades. They look like they're something like right out of the Tonight Show or, you know, I don't know. But anyways, that's all the information there is on this album. And it's got kind of like pop music tunes from the era, like Shaft, Happy Together, Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head, Shudder. But we're going to drop the needle on this tune. Without further ado, The Happening BDA performing MacArthur Park.
Ahead as you follow in the time. Between the parted pages and the press, he erupts that feeble lion like a striped pair of pants.
The carpet spark is
I don't know if I can take it either.
I recall the yellow cotton dress foaming like a wave on the ground around your knees.
That's it. Okay, that dude was trying to sound like he was from Three Dog Night. Now, don't get me wrong. I absolutely love that song, MacArthur Park. I think that it's one of the most amazing pop music compositions ever, but this one just wasn't cutting it. I don't know. Okay, let's move on. This is Val Merrill with Open House. Thank you. That was Men About Town with Norwegian Wood. Before that, Val Merrill with Open House. That's from a compilation called Gypsy Creams and Ginger Nuts, Sounds That Swept the Supermarkets. Recordings from 1968 to 1974. This is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop live and local on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London. It is 2:14 on a wonderful Sunday afternoon. Mid-February, we are turning the corner. It's only 6 weeks until April. Count the days down with me. We're going to get through this somehow. Every winter, outrageous things happen. I've been stuck in a snowbank this week. My car wouldn't start yesterday. It just goes on and on and on, but you know, it could be worse. I could live in, you know, the Arctic Circle or, you know, Siberia or someplace like that. So have to be grateful for living here in New Hampshire. I'm going to do a new segment called Revenge of the EP. The EP as a musical format. We're going to be exploring EPs that were released on vinyl or on tape or on CD. And I'm going to start with this one by an Australian band called Tugboat. This was released on vinyl on, Library Records. I love that name, Library Records. That was the name of the label. It was released back in the late 1990s. And they're three really gorgeous kind of indie pop tunes. Let's listen to Tugboat from their EP. If You've Done It, You Know What I'll Mean, released on Library Records.
We'll be right back. Exploring Science in the Sea. Not long after Hurricane Katrina slammed into the Gulf Coast, a local fisherman found an especially good fishing spot off the coast of Alabama. Suspecting that something unusual was going on, he brought out a diver who found an underwater enchanted forest, giant logs and stumps from an ancient stand of bald cypress. Today, scientists are scrambling to study the forest before it's destroyed by wood-eating creatures and the Gulf waters. Scientists got their first peek at the forest in 2012 and reported its presence the following year. It covers about half a square mile and is about 60 feet below the surface. Early carbon dating tests show that the trees are about 50,000 years old, a potential bonanza for scientists who study ancient climates. Individual trees could have lived for 1,000 years or more, so their rings should preserve a long record of conditions during an ancient ice age. About 50,000 years ago, so much water was frozen in the glaciers that global sea level was much lower than it is today, so the coastline extended farther outward. As the climate warmed and sea level rose, the forest was submerged, then buried beneath a layer of sediments. But Katrina washed away the covering silt, once again exposing the forest. Today, it acts as a reef system, attracting fish and other life, including critters that eat wood. Oxygen in the water will help those critters decompose the wood. So scientists are trying to study the forest before it once again disappears, this time for good. This episode of Science in the Sea was made possible by Texas Sea Grant. I'm Holly Brawley.
Beautiful, beautiful EP by a band called Tugboat from Australia that was released on Library Records back in 1999. We heard the three songs, 12 Degrees of Separation, So Much Fun to Be Had, and Better Late Than Never. So that'll be an occasional segment on the Radio Thrift Shop Revenge of the EP. I'm going to play some more music now from Billy and Idy from the compilation CD that he sent me. Billy Idy is from the Something for Nothing zine, published out in Massillon, Ohio. Great zine with all kinds of reviews. Mostly music, cassettes, vinyl, and, well, mostly cassettes and vinyl, but reviews of other things as well. Some of his favorite beverages, some of his favorite thrift shops. It's a very, very cool zine. So let's cruise back to this mix CD, starting off with Plastic Eye Miracle.
You can do whatever you want in life. In life, you can do whatever you want. You can. And in life, want whatever you can. You can want whatever you can in life. In life, you can do. Can do whatever in life. Whatever. Even make puzzles of words. Word puzzles concerning motivation. Motivational word puzzles. That's interesting on paper, but in life. Equate to I must not talk out of turn. 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 In life, you can do whatever you want. In life, you can do what you want. In life, you can want whatever you can. In life, you want. You can want whatever you can. In life you can do whatever. In life, whatever. Even make puzzles of words. Word puzzles concerning motivation. Motivational word puzzles that seem interesting on paper, but in life equate. The secret of life is in the dictionary. All one has to do is merely assemble it correctly.
Cool, man.
April morning, summer comes soon. Clouds follow after. Morning sun is hidden by noon. Day shrouded over. Tears to face the morning news. We watch our future burn and wonder if we'll ever learn that words can save us. War in broken promised land, fame, fear, and gunfire. Cowboy culture, blood on its hands, flag, fuel, and empire. Bid parts for shooting stars above the dying trees. No one looking up to see how words can save us. Number one, favorite son, one more outsider. Army drops its cluster bombs, boy sees his future. World, are you listening now? This fool just had his day. Who'll be brave enough to say that words can save us? World, are you listening now? This fool just had his day. Who'll be brave enough to say that words can save us?
satellites and damn the rocket ships. You shot them way too high, like little graven images. Fears and fragile moments. It's never what you want. I'm always upside down. It brings you down.
All right, this is DJ Frederick. You've been listening to the Radio Thrift Shop on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London, doing radio old school. No Facebook, no Twitter, no blog. Alas. It's a free-form blend of bottom-shelf curios and playlist anarchy. And I want to say thank you for coming along on the journey. We heard the Green Brothers Marimba Orchestra from 1930, a 78 tune called Admiration. Before that, some tunes from a mixed CD that Billy Idy sent me from Something for Nothing Zine. Robert Diebel with Earth Side Down. Chumbawamba with Words Can Save Us. And the Plastic Eye Miracle, Podmostum. Gonna cruise on out for this week.
Outer space.
Inner space, outer space. It's all the same place. You are the universe. All right. Wherever you are in the universe, take good care of yourself. Take good care of your community. And take good care of those you love. Be back next week with more Thrift Shop Madness.